You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The opinions that you may hear us express, expressly or otherwise, over the public's airways is in no way to represent the opinions expressed or otherwise by our management, producers, sponsors, or various members of their staffs or their families or few friends.
Nor should these views express the opinions of the broadcasters, the disc jockeys, the salesmen, the program and music directors, and their secretaries and girlfriends and wives and their staff.
Unless, of course, we are willing to assume that we can assume the responsibility that their opinions will not influence anyone else's opinions.
Or their family and friends.
And staff.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning. That's Proctor and Bergman.
I remember them.
It's an old bit that they did a long time ago. They were very big in underground radio at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are they now?
Yeah, where are they now?
Haven't heard from them in a long time.
Yeah. They were pretty good, though.
Yeah.
I love their stuff.
Very good. 7 minutes past six. It's another rainy start this morning across our area. Some drizzles, some showers at times today. The morning temperature, according to the WMDX thermometer right outside our window over State Street, says 44 degrees.
Oh, really?
Do you have your Samsung WMDX watch going?
I do. The WMDX official Samsung weather watch says it's about 45 degrees right now.
Okay.
And a prediction of 50-degree high.
All right.
There you go.
Well, let's see. Which one of
them? Run with that. 62% chance of rain today.
62%.
But right now we have like 100%. It's raining.
It's drizzling and raining, yeah. What do you think the afternoon high would be on one of our devices that we've crafted over the last year and a half? What are we going to use here? How about the one-armed bandit? Can we do that?
Yeah. Yeah, the one-armed bandit.
Let's roll it. First number coming up, 0, 4, 9, 49.
Wow.
That's the jackpot.
I mean, that's fast.
So you said 50.
Yeah.
It said 49. So it's right in that range.
It's pretty close.
Yeah.
We'll have to oil up that machine.
As close as it gets.
All right.
Yeah. Here it is Wednesday, a little bit later on. Mike McCabe will be joining us, and Substack blogger and author of Miracles Along County Q.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He's got some commentary having to do with farmers and the stereotype of farmers, but they're pretty independent people.
Right.
Stereotypes don't fit most of the time.
Yeah. You're right. They don't.
We've been told.
I agree with
by
you.
By the way, Mike has made a point of of that whole issue, right?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of stereotypes. We got a caller once saying that they're bigots. Racists, you know, they love Trump, but that's a stereotype that shouldn't be really the point,
right?
When we talk about farmers,
exactly. Well, Mike will be here in a little while to explain that all to us,
and I will disagree with him.
you don't have to disagree with him. I mean,
it's not not like I'm a contrarian here, right?
Well, yeah, okay.
Maybe I am, but I don't disagree with him.
Good morning to producer Sam.
Good morning.
Just to create topics.
And producer Dominic.
Good morning.
Good morning. Dom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good to see you back again. I guess everything's working out okay. You still sleeping on the floor at your new apartment?
Yep. Day three of sleeping on the floor.
Oh, my God.
Back is still hurting.
Is it in the living room? I mean, do you have a carpet down or a blanket or something? A sleeping bag?
He's got blankets.
I don't even have. I have one blanket and one pillow, and it's a crusty looking pillow. Yeah, it's not the best.
Yeah,
it's not the best.
See, you should have saved that little sling bed that you had when you moved in.
You're talking the bloody cot that was in his basement.
Yes, the bloody cot.
Yeah, I decided to get rid of that. was unsightly and
could have been.
Well, I hope you
could have been used as evidence. You know, if they did some kind of murder search somewhere on your neighborhood.
Dom, you do intend to get some furniture, right? I mean, you got you know, eventually.
Yeah,
get a few sticks of furniture.
Yeah, I think we're looking at getting some you know, a bookcase today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Still waiting on that bed, though.
Okay.
But I think what's going to help me is Hippie Christmas. I don't know exactly when that is.
I think it's right passed, now. Right? Is it over with now?
Maybe? Oh, if it's over with, then I'm
all the screwed. All the students are gone, so I think Hippie Christmas is all over.
It never truly ends, John. You can always find free furniture on the side of the road in Madison.
No, that's true, because a lot of the students go away, but they come back over the weekend and clear out a little bit. Yeah. They do have leases till August, so it's August to August usually.
You can always find a good blank mattress that... just ripe for spray painting.
Yes, Dom, don't let him spray paint your mattress first.
Okay.
All right.
Should we do the National Day calendar one more time, or
you go back and forth all the time. You have a love-hate relationship with this thing.
I don't know. I think we should just kill it.
It's dead, right?
You don't want to do it?
No.
You want to do it?
No.
Okay. See, you don't want to do it.
You know, we should...
What do you think?
If I want to do it?
I don't care.
My opinion doesn't matter. I'm on the way out of here. Okay. I was going to say, if you're going to get rid of it, we should throw it into the dumpster fire that we got going.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good idea.
There it is.
Okay. That's it.
We filled it up with Hippie Christmas.
Do we have our dumpster fire music? Did you keep that? Anywhere? No.
It's buried somewhere.
It's buried. Okay, never mind.
I wasn't expecting to start the dumpster fire on a Wednesday. Usually it's a Friday sort of thing.
Okay.
Well, what events on the calendar are we throwing into the dumpster fire today?
We would have talked about National Juice Slush Day. I know that's a big one for you.
Yes.
National Waitstaff Day. That would have been something to talk about.
A waity staff?
Wait staff.
Waiters.
Servers.
Servers.
Waiting.
Okay.
Waiters.
Staff. Okay.
Waitress.
The weighty staff.
National Strawberries and Cream Day. We would have talked about that.
Yeah.
So those are all the things we would have
done. Oh, gee, that's too bad.
What about birthdays and historical things? Are we going to throw that out too? Sam, what do you think? You want to keep that going after you leave?
Look at all the work
you did. Should Dom take over?
We have an outline here in the studio, and he put a lot of work into this outline. So
Let's do a little bit of that, and then we'll get to something else.
What
happened?
What do we got?
Should we open the book? Come on.
No, we got to dial it up.
Dial
up the Kindle version.
Okay, fine.
Here we go. I start sweating every time I hear this sound. God. If we could, you know, I'd have a few extra years of life if we didn't have to go through that.
If you didn't spend all that time waiting for the connection.
Yeah, annoying. Just serious.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, what happened on this date in history?
1881. The American Red Cross was founded.
Oh, boy.
I believe it was founded Europe first, came to America on this day.
Okay.
All right.
I thought this was kind of funny. Today, in 1901, Connecticut became the very first state to set a speed limit for motor vehicles. 12 miles an hour in the city.
12.
15 miles an hour on country roads.
We're going back to that, by the way. At least in Madison.
Right.
God.
Yeah.
So much for 20 is plenty. They're just kind of keep going lower and lower.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know.
Okay.
Today in 1927, you would have seen half of this yesterday if you looked at the outline.
I did see
yesterday. It. Charles Lindbergh, he began his first transatlantic flight.
Yeah.
And today,
in 1927,
he completed it.
He got there.
Well, you ever see the movie with Jimmy Stewart? It was Jimmy Stewart. Right?
I think. Really? I think.
Oh yeah, there's a movie about that.
It was Jimmy Stewart's birthday yesterday too.
Wow. Oh,
if you would have looked at the outline.
Ouch. We should have covered the outline. Oh, boy.
I'm not angry about it.
No. Well, you know, you have another aviation story.
That's right. 5 years later to the day, Amelia Earhart also flew transatlantic across the ocean. The first woman to do so, 5 years after Charles Lindbergh.
There you go.
Okay.
This was some news to me. I'd never heard of this. The Flavor Saver. This was supposedly a variety of tomato, the very first GMO approved for sale in grocery stores.
Genetically modified
oranges. No, no, that doesn't make any sense.
It was an orange tomato, yeah. No, genetically modified organism, I believe is what GMO stands for. Genetically modified food. And now it's in tons of different stuff.
Mm. Well, yeah, but they have like a lot of different varieties of GMO tomatoes. Mm. Some are better, some are worse. Yeah.
Okay.
They get a bad rap. They're not all bad.
Yeah, it's not all bad. It's just that some European countries ban that stuff.
Okay.
Well, you know, that can't be bad for us, right?
Well, yeah, no. Here's the thing, you know, having grown up through the 50s and watched a lot of those old horror movies, you know, a lot of it was based on atomic monsters. Uh-huh. Monsters that were infected by atoms that make them grow large. And I'm just thinking, you know, these GMO tomatoes, you never know. We were afraid that they would grow legs and maybe get large and attack people.
So, I'm waiting for that to happen.
Wasn't there a movie, some kind of Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, right?
I think so, yeah.
Wasn't there?
I believe so. I think that was a movie. Yeah. Sure.
So that was one of the fears with GMOs.
Oh my God, it is an actual movie, 1978. How about that?
Yes.
There you go.
See? We wouldn't lie to you.
No.
I'm sure you wouldn't. A few birthdays today. Fats Waller, 1904. Mr. T, born in 1952.
Pity
the fool.
Actually, no, not Wisconsin's own. Famous for what he did in Wisconsin. Jeffrey Dahmer, he was born on this date. Mm-hmm. It's also Biggie Smalls' birthday.
Oh, yeah, Biggie Smalls. Sure. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Big fans of
everybody
him. Right?
Oh, Biggie Smalls.
We're big fans. big Biggie fans of Biggie. Yep. That's it.
Wasn't there that's all?
Yeah,
wasn't
that's what we got.
A Biggie
it
rap.
Happened on this day if you care.
We don't care. Okay.
Oh, well, there was a character in a cartoon show called Biggie Rat.
Okay. I don't remember that, but.
Yeah.
Biggie Rat. I mean, in Ratatouille, there's a character called Biggie Cheese.
Excuse me. That Biggie Cheese. No, I was thinking of Biggie Rat.
He's a big rat.
I can't remember what Biggie Rat is from. Biggie Rat and something brother.
I don't know.
Big brother. I can't remember.
Okay.
Well, gee,
we got
stuff.
All this time left over here now. We didn't do the National Day calendar. So
well,
I hope you guys are happy with that.
Let's just kind of sit back and
put our feet up.
You know what? I want to find out a little bit more about Dominic here. Dominic, step right up here. And you know what?
Yeah.
I don't think you've revealed it yet.
Yeah.
But I have this uncanny ability to guess people's middle names.
Yes, he's so good at it. It's just,
do we have any mysterious music or anything, Sam? Yeah.
Pull it up.
Sure,
it up.
Find it.
He had a booth at the fair.
Now, we know your last anything. It doesn't matter. all right. The first name is Dominic. The last name is Lee, right?
Right.
So,
correct.
Now, we don't know
the
middle name.
What's
okay,
in the middle?
Okay. First letter is, let me think. Let me think.
He had a booth in the Dells during this.
First letter, I'll bet this is right. B, right?
Correct.
Okay. See,
That's really good. That's really, really good.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Let's see. Second letter is. Let me see.
What are you reading? What are you looking at?
Oh, is that right?
Correct.
Your middle name.
Wow.
Bob.
It's not Bo. No, it's not Bob.
It's not Bo.
It's coming to me now. It's Boris.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
You got it.
Wow.
See, Boris. Dominic Boris Lee.
you hit it.
I like it.
Yeah,
you hit it right on the tail.
Stuff.
Okay.
Wow.
Thank you.
That was impressive.
How did you do that?
I have this uncanny ability. I have superpowers.
You look through my records? Or
no?
Man.
No? I look through your wallet while you're...
Don't leave your wallet around.
It's gone now.
When Gordy's in the room.
Oh, hey, guess what? When we come back, we'll have a lot more of John and Gordy in the morning right around the corner. Stay with us. Boris. I like that name.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Across this great nation, almost everyone has been affected in one way or another by this terrible tomato onslaught. Mrs. Williams, I understand your husband is missing.
Yes.
Do you think
he is.
He's dead?
Well, I
will you miss him?
Well,
will you marry again? What if he's laying in a ditch somewhere, like with both his legs broken, calling your name? You will have to find another man, you know. You're no spring chicken.
Lives are shattered. The nation is in chaos. Death and destruction sweeps the country. Foursquare Productions presents perhaps the funniest film ever made.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. You've never seen a film like it. This is the incredible story of the world's ultimate disaster. Vicious man-eating tomatoes grow to monstrous proportions.
I told you.
Faced with this unprecedented menace, the president calls upon Mason Dixon, special agent. Aided by his trusty sidekick, Dixon begins to unravel the terrifying mystery of the deadly tomatoes. Dixon is getting close, too close for someone. Or something.
Kill it! Kill it!
Who could it be? The girl reporter? The ad executive? The press secretary? Or does it go higher? Join Mason Dixon in a race against time as he battles to save the world from the threat of nature's perfect eating machine, the killer tomato.
So it's time to make a fuss. We gotta get those tomatoes before they get us.
Okay,
that's so, enough. That's enough.
Nature's
attack of the killer
perfect
tomatoes.
Killing machine?
Yes. Wow.
That's what I always think of when I look at a tomato.
When was that movie out? 78?
1978.
My God.
But see, you know, we grew up with, you know, gigantic atomic spiders, you know, the attack of the 50-foot woman.
Yeah, the blob.
Colossals.
Yeah.
The Cyclops guy, 100 feet.
The swamp monsters, swamp.
And of course, you know, there's guys, always the Japanese monster movies,
too.
Oh,
those were great,
Mothra and Godzilla. Yeah.
What was the movie that Woody Allen bought and then completely changed the plot of the movie and, added English dialogue to the Japanese movie?
Oh, yeah, I can't. Boy. Yeah.
We'll have to dig for that one. Yeah.
So,
I think it's What's
fantastic.
Up, Tiger Lily.
Oh, maybe. That's it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. Great stuff.
So we grew up, you know, thinking that, you know, science will create giant monsters that'll kill us.
Right.
And GMOs is just one of those opportunities. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mark says that there was a Huckleberry Hound episode about a potato that not only had eyes, but that the potato had a brain, then grew legs and arms and went huge and went on a rampage after seeing what we do to spuds.
Wow.
Holy cow.
Huckleberry Hound episode.
I'm,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd
we got
to find that episode.
Yeah. Now we got to do some more digging. Okay.
That's pretty good. I mean, you know, that's the culture at the time, you know, Huckleberry Hound and, mm-hmm. and El Cabong.
El Cabong. Yes, that's right. El Cabong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
We're tripping down memory lane.
Yes.
Okay. Let's.
And Yogi Bear.
Oh, Yogi and Boo Boo?
Yes.
Hey, Boo Boo.
Yep. You know, it's funny because...
What's going on, Yogi?
Well, it was great stuff, having those cartoons back then because they were able to make cartoons very quickly. They had the technology. They developed technology to make these cartoons very fast.
They didn't
kind of
look
great. They had kind of a static frame, but they moved just maybe the head on one character. Yeah. And
it's like a comic strip with voices. It's hardly a cartoon.
Right. They were, very cheaply made.
Well, it's not Clutch Cargo, at least.
Clutch Cargo is great. Just the lips moved.
I know. Hello. Those are human lips.
You know, Paddlefoot.
It's really creepy stuff. But
I don't know how they did that, actually. It was really... It was quite
I don't know how
weird.
They did either. It was very surreal. But later on, you might remember Ren and Stimpy.
Oh, God.
Very edgy cartoons, right?
Yeah.
Chris Folucci, I believe, did those cartoons. But they came out with new episodes of Yogi Bear that had a lot of edge and were very, very creepy.
Yogi Bear?
Yeah. Yeah. They had newer episodes of Yogi Bear, and things didn't turn out real well for the
Ranger Smith.
Ranger Smith, yeah. So anyway, you might want to check that out. Their eyes are glazing over. You know, Gen Z, Sam, you know, takes a lot to keep their attention, right?
Losing their minds in there. Okay. All right. Coming up in a little while, we're going to talk with Mike McCabe. He'll be in here. He's got a new Substack blog.
Yes, we'll be talking to him about that. Mm-hmm. We'll be talking about George Wendt, who passed away.
Right.
Yeah.
Age of 76.
We've got that. And we've got another look at the big bad bill. Now, yesterday we took a look at it. Found some new things that we have to talk about in the big bad bill. Do not ever say what they want you to say.
The beautiful?
About it's not beautiful.
Okay.
My God. I tell you what, if you hear anybody that you know who's pro-democracy, hit them in the face, wake them up, tell them don't ever say that about that bill ever again.
All right. We'll keep that in mind.
Oh, here it is. Don't forget Woody Allen's movie, Everything You Wanted to Know About Sex, giant breast attacking people. I remember that. Was that the one with his sperm, too?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Mark, thank you.
This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid
Center. Wow,
that added a lot. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. I went there yesterday, John. I had all checked out. I've got hearing aids now. We can talk about this a little bit more later in the show. But they have fast and flexible appointments, and they help people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Yeah, it was a great experience getting the complete hearing test.
Yes.
And then discussing everything with Jim there, and I got the hearing aids now, so it's all good. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. That's Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're located at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Check them out, okay?
All right.
Sounds
fantastic. Very good.
Just getting going on a Wednesday morning.
We've got the Idiocracy coming up.
Yep.
Right around the corner. Out there and everything, so it's
grab the umbrella before you
and check for those new windshield wipers. You're going to need something this summer.
Raincoat. Back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning. Idiocracy is next. Stay with us.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Idiocracy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, there's so many things to get to. WMDX 92.7. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young in the Morning, along with producer Sam and Dom.
Mm-hmm. It is 6:36. It's cloudy. It's going to be raining off and on today. More scattered showers moving through. And right now, 44 degrees. Highs close to 50 today.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Idiocracy. What do we got?
What do we have? Well, I got a call yesterday from my MAGA friend in Milwaukee.
Oh, no. Really?
No,
Don't you get a call every day from him?
I do get a call every day. some of those calls end well, some don't. Shouting matches. Boy, you know, you can't get through to these people at all.
Well, you really, gotta be happy at least that you are the chosen one to him, John. He chooses you to talk to about this.
Yes, he does.
How can you be friends if you argue every day?
Well,
how can you possibly still maintain that friendship?
He talks about our past a little bit. He kind of intersperses that information in, and it makes the conversation move along. Yet he does bring up MAGA material.
Mm.
Now, remember, I mentioned the other day that he admitted that he is a cult member, that he is part of the cult.
He was okay with that.
He's proud of being part of the cult.
Okay.
And as we were talking, he was talking about Biden's health. You know, they're really preoccupied with the secret, the cover-up of Joe Biden's condition, right?
Mm.
And now with the prostate cancer diagnosis, oh boy, how come we didn't know about that before?
Yeah.
right? Now, he is just energized by all of this ridiculousness. And he mentioned that with this cover-up, that must mean that somebody else was in control of the White House.
Sure.
Someone was in control, not Joe Biden, even though I remember a few really great moments of Joe Biden, you know, and it was recent. Didn't he address the entire Congress at one time and just laid into him and had a conversation with a lot of idiots who were shouting at him?
I remember that, yes.
Yeah, well, you know, he had it together.
He did.
Okay, we didn't hide too much there. Mm-hmm. All right, so anyway, he's wondering who's in control of the White House. And I said, well, do you ever think, maybe, who's in control of the Trump White House? We know that the idiot, the orange idiot, does not have control of anything. He doesn't know what's going on. We've seen it in interviews. He's been asked by reporters, do you have an impression of this, or what made you think of that? And he had no idea. He didn't know these things were happening.
His answer is, I don't know.
So I brought up to him, I said, do you think maybe the guy that came up with Project 2025 may be the guy who's in control of the White House at this point? Because he has more at stake than anybody during the Biden administration.
And what did your MAGA friend have to say about that? You think he's
he started laughing at it and started telling me I was an idiot and a racist. racism always pops up. They don't see color, but they always bring up racism. Anyway, I mentioned it was you know, the Heritage Foundation's Russell Vogt, right? He is the guy who wrote up Project 2025. He's actually in charge behind the scenes at the White House. He's controlling everything. He's the guy who came up with the executive orders that Trump signed.
Is that right?
Right? Okay. I mean, they're all written out, everything down.
They had them ready to go.
Page after page after page, and he's sitting there signing it. Of course, they're explaining what is on the page every time they give an executive order.
Yeah, well, this summary.
This is going to do this. Yeah. Oh, okay.
I'll sign it.
Yeah, he signs it. Okay. So Russell Vogt is in charge of the White House. And every time these guys, like my MAGA friend, when they come up and they accuse us of something, it's projection. It's always projection. They're wondering who's in charge of the White House because they know who's in charge of the White House. It ain't the orange god. It's somebody else, right? Pulling the strings.
See, I thought all this time it was Stephen Miller behind the scenes.
Oh, no.
You know, he's Russell Vogt?
Stephen Miller is a nervous, crazy man.
I know he is.
Wow. Yeah.
I actually enjoy watching him when he just starts melting down as soon as a reporter starts to pin him down on something. Then he just goes off crazy.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, he's loses it.
I'm waiting for the next James Bond because I know that they're going to have a cameo of Stephen Miller in that movie somewhere.
Oh, God.
He's crazy.
Yeah.
But anyway, I mean, we're looking at somebody else in control, writing up the executive orders and controlling the White House. And you know what that does? And we see this all the time. I've got proof that that's what's happening. Somebody else is in control.
Okay.
Because this leaves all the time in the world for Trump to go after his enemies. That's all he's doing now, right?
Yeah.
He's grifting. He's got new product lines. He's raising Bitcoin.
Right.
He's got an insatiable hunger for praise, right?
He's still selling the Bibles, I think, too.
Well, probably. Bible, I think they rewrote one of the passages in the Bible, which wait till they discover that. and, of course, he wants to be accepted. He wants to be part of the lineup of dictators in the world.
Right.
And
he's
really
a strong man.
Boy, is he working on that, right? So that is really what Trump is able to focus on. Now, of course, what they're doing is they're arresting representatives in Congress. They're arresting mayors. They're arresting judges. Mm. They're going after the Supreme Court, ripping into them now. Yeah. So
where does it end?
This is Trump's job.
Mm.
All the rest, destroying the country, taking down departments, taking away all of the research and development we have in this country, all of that's going away. And now we're not even going to help people in major natural disasters anymore. I mean, that, in fact, I can't even wrap my head around that, you know, getting rid of FEMA. Okay, we got some problems with FEMA, you know, maybe they're a little slow sometimes and make a few mistakes, but that's human nature.
Yeah. You cutting know, back the National Weather Service and NOAA, you know, well, right. we've got here in the storm season now.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
We're not getting coverage.
A few
as
delays,
much
you know,
as
they,
we
have
get.
To, they get, have to get hire part timers, you know,
right.
Uber drivers maybe to go in there and help out. NOAA, and see if they can't, you know, warn people about tornadoes ripping through their cities in the middle of the night.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's that's my big first story for Idiocracy.
Very good.
I'm seeing all this stuff. You know, I know that there's a lot of projection. Everything they do, everything they say has some relation to projection.
Well, I'm glad you worked it all out with your MAGA friend, and now you're back to being friends again,
yes,
right? You had
right.
the big argument, your big blow up of the day.
We are definitely friends still.
You're tight.
After all this
That's
time.
Good. That's good.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you're very concerned about our friendship.
I think I met Vince once many years ago.
The wedding.
He was he at the wedding?
Yeah, he was at the wedding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. What's his actual job? Is he a hairdresser?
Hairstylist.
Okay. Hairstylist. Okay.
I was going to say, next time you get your haircut, you should drive over to Milwaukee, have him cut it, so then you can be sat down in a chair and stuck there when he's got a pair of scissors in his hands.
Yeah.
So he can talk to you all he wants.
Oh, God.
I know, that's a real threat right there.
Yeah. It is 6:43. Phone lines are open if you'd like to chime in on something. 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK. Or just use the Civic Media app. It's free to download, free to use. You can text us right from the app or call us right from the app. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. One thing that remains constant since 1958, they are still direct to consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Boris, you might want to check out a Verlo mattress, okay? They have two locations here in Madison, East Side and West Side.
This bed situation keeps coming up.
Yeah.
It keeps coming up.
Okay. Well, we'll see what we can
do
for you.
Yeah.
And two locations.
It really
go to Verlo.com.
Look into a,
what?
Adjustable frame. You know, really.
Got to have the adjustable
There's a
frame
rush
there.
Now because I've
you
been
keep
talking
bringing
about it
up. And
there's
now
a rush at Verlo.
Yeah, they're backordered now because of you. Verlo.com. No, they'll set you up with anything you need. Verlo.com. Okay?
All right.
All right.
Okay, well.
Okay, fine.
The next big story, we never really talked about this. It was the self-deportation rules that Trump has put in place.
Self-deportation.
This is, you know, these are little projects that it stretches right. credulity. It's not right. These things shouldn't be going on. We shouldn't be talking about these ridiculous things that the administration is pulling off on us. But the self-deportation rules was one of those things that I just couldn't believe, you know? Again, I can't believe this stuff.
So they're suggesting you should, if you're supposed to be deported, you should just turn yourself in.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they'll give you money and the whole thing. And, and again, you have to think, if Biden had done this, well, it would have been a waste of money. He's spending taxpayer dollars. I don't want my taxpayer dollars going to that. Well, anyway, let's listen to Cut 79 and to all illegal aliens. Book your free flight right now.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Today, I signed an executive order to launch the first ever self-deportation program for illegal aliens. We are making it as easy as possible for illegal aliens to leave America. Mm-hmm. Any illegal alien can simply show up at an airport and receive a free flight out of our country. We have also launched a phone app called CBP Home. That's CBP Home, where illegals can book a free flight to any foreign country. As long as it's not here, you can go anywhere you want.
Wow,
we're also adding a... very important exit bonus for illegals to further incentivize their self-deportation. This deportation bonus will save American taxpayers billions and billions of dollars. What Biden did to this country can never be explained, will never, ever be accepted. Eventually, when the illegals are gone, it will save us trillions of dollars. However, if illegal aliens choose to remain in America, they're remaining illegally, and they will face severe consequences. Yeah. Illegal aliens who stay in America face punishments including significant jail time, enormous financial penalties, confiscation of all property, garnishment of all wages, imprisonment and incarceration, and sudden deportation in a place and manner solely of our discretion. So to all illegal aliens who book your free flight right now, we want you out of America, but if you're really good, we're going to try and help you get back in. Thank you.
Well, thank you. That was very pleasant.
I wonder how many people took up that offer. I want to go to Australia.
Yeah, I'd like to find out who took them up on this thing, you know, and a pocket full of Bitcoin for you.
Good luck. Yeah. See you around.
That wherever you can. Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
Where's his enthusiasm that we see at all of his rallies? I'm sure he wasn't talking with his hands. He's not changing the tone of his voice at all.
He's reading off the prompter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that dark moment. He always includes a few dark moments in anything he talks about.
Yeah.
It brings out the sociopath, doesn't it? My God. Okay.
Yeah.
It
is 6:48 and 44 degrees when we return from this break. We're going to be saluting George Wendt, who died yesterday at the age of 76 from Cheers. We'll have our tribute coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Those nights when you've got no light.
WMDX and John and Gordy in the Morning Show, 92.7 on your FM dial or on your Civic Media app.
Mm-hmm. 6:53, cloudy and rainy. George Wendt died yesterday at the age of 76. Of course, he played Norm.
Yes.
In the show Cheers, which was just a wonderful series.
It's a great series.
Yeah.
If you have a chance, at least check out the first two seasons. I did that recently.
Yeah, did
you? Yeah, it petered off after the second season.
Well,
I don't know why. You know, I know it really picked up steam near the end.
Was that when Shelley John, or not Shelley John, Shelley, what's her last name now? I can't think of it. Yeah.
I've watched less Shelley of the show than you guys, for sure.
Shelley Long. Shelley Long?
I don't know.
That sounds right.
But yeah,
when she left the show,
it
changed the dynamic.
It did
a bit. Yeah, I think it's Shelley Long. Anyway.
But anyway, it's a fantastic show, and George Wendt was the guy. You know, he was the guy.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that he had gone to high school in Prairie du Chien.
Yeah.
You know,
Campion High School.
Graduated there in 1966. And I believe that's where Wendt, got the ability to sit at the bar with his elbows up and threw back a few beers.
In Wisconsin.
That's why. That's
when he was in high school?
I think that's where he got the experience.
He actually grew up in Chicago.
In Chicago.
Yeah, Southsider.
Yeah. And that's what made him so good with Bill Schwartzky's.
The Bears?
The Bears.
Yeah, the Ditka.
On Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, that's right. He was a big part of that.
Ditka.
Yeah. Do we have a little bit of George Wendt?
Yeah, let's
Cheers?
Play a little, a few bits here that I managed to get from
our
television
station. Are you looking for your ones?
Yes.
That you put together?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How does a beer sound, Norm?
I don't know, Coach. I usually finish them before they get a word in.
Bars can be very sad places. Some people spend their whole lives in a bar. Just yesterday, some guy sat right here next to me for 11 hours.
I have impossibly high standards for a woman.
Yeah, she has to like you, right?
You know what I think the most important thing in life is? It's love. You want to know what I love? Beer, Norm? Yeah, have a quick one.
He
I did a great deal of preparation for that role. You know, it was a lifetime.
Lived the part.
Yeah. You know, I did put on like 75 pounds for the role, much like Robert De Niro did for Raging Bull.
I know. Well, you have to make these sacrifices and probably learn to drink a little beer. Yeah.
Afternoon, everybody.
Yeah, that was great.
Beautiful.
Great.
Yeah, good stuff.
Ah,
did
yes.
you have something? Did you bring in something there?
Well, just a compilation of Norm Peterson's funny moments, part one.
Well, okay. Well, why don't you play a bit of that?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
Afternoon, everybody.
Oh, Norm! How's life treating you, Norm?
He caught me in bed with his wife.
Listen. I promise you'll hold me the one beer tonight, okay?
One at a time?
For the whole night.
Norman?
What's up, Norm?
My nipples. It's freezing out there.
Rough day, Norm?
Yeah, Vera read Woman's magazine over the weekend. Article says you gotta put romance back in the marriage.
Oh, you're in trouble.
Yeah. She says I gotta act like we're courting, right? I got to call her up for a date, buy her flowers, take her someplace fancy.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, I'm romantic, guys. So I go down the corner, use the payphone, call her up. She turns me down.
How come you and Vera never had any kids?
I can't, Coach.
Gee, I'm sorry, Norm.
Look at Vera.
I just can't.
All right.
That's George
Wentz.
That's
it, Ryan. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And cheers. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by... We have a new sponsor here, John.
We do.
Yes. Crash Box Therapy.
Excellent.
That's it. Crash Box Therapy. This is a place here in Madison where you can go break stuff. That's right. You can smash your stress away at Crash Box Therapy. They're 319... Beltline Highway. That's next to Pitcher's Pub. You can break, you can stomp, you can shatter, you can yell out all of your pain. And boy, we got to go here.
I'm thinking yes.
You can yell out all your pains or joys at Crash Box Therapy. Make your appointment now at CrashBoxTherapy.com. That's CrashBoxTherapy.com. Wouldn't that be fun? We got to go break some stuff.
Yeah,
I think that's what a great idea.
Where are they coming up with the stuff to break?
Well, that's
a couple days ago here, somebody at the office wasn't having the great of a day. Somebody in our traffic department has a bat that they keep here, and we were like, well, why don't we just go out and break some stuff with his bat? Unfortunately, this bat is signed by Tom Petty.
Right. Oh no!
So this is why we got to go to this.
Carol would not
give
it up.
Yeah, we got to go to this.
Crash
Box Therapy place. Yeah.
319 Beltline Highway.
Well, I've got something I could donate for somebody to smash up.
Really? What is it?
A couple of nights ago, my 48-inch Sony TV went.
What do you mean it went?
Yeah, all of a sudden, the colors just went away.
Just died?
It became very orange-looking and very black. So I've had that happen to a cathode tube television that I had a while back.
Yeah.
So, when that happens, it is dead and
it's
gone.
Over.
And I've got a 48-inch Sony, very expensive Sony TV, that's just junk at this point. So it's ancient.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you can donate it to Crash Box Therapy. Maybe
that's what I'm thinking. Maybe they're looking for stuff.
I don't know.
Well, we got to know more.
All right. Anyway, check them out. Crash Box Therapy, 319 Beltline Highway, next to Pitcher's Pub in Madison. 6:59. In our next hour, Mike McCabe will join us, and a whole lot more right here on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.